everybody. Welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm Chris McCabe of E-Commerce Chris, today speaking with Ava of Jungle Scout. And I wanted to kind of get your take. I know you're probably thinking a lot about what happens after the holiday. There is life after Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Q4. And I'm wondering if you're having a lot of conversations about different types of data analysis, data preparation to get the next year off, you know, to the right foot, right? Because you don't want to just be so focused on Q4 that you forget all about January and February, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, one of the big topics right now is end of year reporting. You know, depending on when stakeholders want those reports by, you're looking at a pretty busy January of just trying to report on 2024 in general, but also the big thing is how was the holiday season and Cyber Five and things like that. So people, I guess are trying to get ahead of things now. What data points do we want to look at? What do we want to report to stakeholders? Because a lot of that is associated with getting budget approval for, you know, if you're wanting to increase your advertising budget and having some data to back that up. So that's a big thing on people's plates right now.
Yeah. Do you hear a lot of people concerned about, I mean, maybe this is an easy question, but expenses in the new year, they're afraid they're going to have to spend 20% more on ads, and they're worried about the fees hitting them a little bit harder next year than they did this year.
I mean, that's, I think as an Amazon seller brand, I think that's always top of mind is you never know what Amazon's going to do next. And as we've seen is year over year, there's constantly increases in whether that be storage fees, seller fees, advertising costs go up, the competition for advertising goes up, meaning you're spending more per bid. So I think if you're selling on Amazon, you have to constantly be thinking, okay, how are we going to increase our budget next year, but still stay profitable? And so that can come with increasing your prices for the new year, things like that. I think inflation is just on everyone's mind, but when you pair that with Amazon's rising costs, your profit margins are just shrinking and shrinking as time goes on. So how do you remain competitive and remain on the platform?
I know it's kind of a shame because everything I've been reading last few months, I read Bloomberg a lot. I subscribe to Bloomberg about inflation. Everything was like, inflation's finally under control. And now everyone's saying inflation's going to be a big deal next year. It's unfortunate because it took a while for inflation to come back under control, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a constant battle for brands with pricing and trying to stay competitive with their pricing. You don't want to be the cheapest, but also it's not always the best to be the most expensive unless you're a luxury item. How do you make sure you don't upset customers by continuously raising your costs? But as a consumer, you're not thinking what does the brand or the seller have to pay on their end. You're not thinking the cut that Amazon gets and the storage fees and the advertising fees. And, you know, just to stay profitable, it's getting more and more difficult on Amazon. And I think that's why we're seeing a trend, specifically at Jungle Scout, with less people joining as what we call dreamers. So the people who are, you know, full-time job, they want a side hustle, they want to launch an Amazon store. We're seeing less and less of that because I think that the cost, it's no longer the situation where you can launch an Amazon brand with $5,000 to $10,000. Like the investment is bigger now. So it is a lot more difficult to call it your side hustle. Like a lot more goes into it than that.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's considered the minimum amount of startup cash? Would it be $100,000, $50,000? That's something that doesn't come up a lot in my world, but you probably have those conversations all the time.
Yeah. We're seeing that $10,000 just doesn't really work, especially because as you're investing in creative, so videos for your product, images of your product, product packaging, just everything that goes into it, and then starting on the platform, you need a budget for advertising. And you know, I don't want to give a hard and fast number, but I think right. if you don't have 20,000 spare yes. to spend, then I right. don't think that you're going to enjoy your journey starting on Amazon. And also, you know, a lot of people were trying to make quick money, right, during COVID. And it was, they were bored at home and they wanted to make easy money, where that used to be possible with drop shipping and things like that. Quick money on Amazon doesn't exist. And if you're not looking at this as a long-term investment, so that means you are not pulling money out of profit. You are reinvesting it back into your brand, launching new products, getting new inventory, improving packaging, improving your listings, launching social media campaigns and ad campaigns on social media. If you're not willing to invest your profit in that, you're not building a long-term sustainable business. So at this point, I don't know why you would do it if that's not your plan.
I know. I have these conversations. I've redefined, are you into the short term or the long term? The short term to me now doesn't mean, are you starting small, growing slowly, see where it goes? That's what I used to say. Now, when I say short term, I consider it, are you just trying to sell through your current inventory? Everything else is a long term play.
Yeah.
And that requires planning and investment. And hopefully you're hearing from and seeing a lot of, you know, Jungle Scout customers who understand the need for as much prep as possible before they even begin. And then, of course, planning like throughout the year, not just once a year, and just let's copy last year's plan because we made some money this year. You have to adapt as you go, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what, you know, we work with a lot of our brands on, is just how to stay competitive. Mm-hmm. Because Amazon is not a set and forget platform. Anyone who's looking at it that way and looking at it as passive income, it's not passive. It takes a lot of work. Even if you are, you know, a starting seller, it takes a team, just like as you've seen with, Amazon seller support. If you're not someone who likes to sit on the phone for hours with customer support just to get no answers, you need someone to help you do that. You need to be able to invest either in a company like yours or someone who, you know, a VA or something like that. So, I myself own, you know, a couple Amazon businesses, and I would consider myself a small seller. And I have a team of people that help me. I think a lot of people get it in their mind, I can do this on my own. I can put 5 hours a week into it. And you're just not growing a business when you're doing that. And as we just talked about, it's not a long-term plan. You might make short-term a few dollars, but really the investment, with how high the investment is to enter the market on Amazon now, honestly, I don't think you're making any money if you're looking at a short term.
Yeah, no. And you've experienced how tricky it is to navigate some of these teams and tools and processes, and just the communication level coming back out of Amazon is convoluted or just very opaque and not very clear. And of course, it ends up being your responsibility to understand what they're trying to tell you, which is kind of a bizarre situation to be in. Not everyone does know, initially at least, know how to navigate those kinds of appeals channels, which is why we also tell people, this is not a popular thing to say, we tell people you should reserve some cash for troubleshooting or for an emergency, like a rainy day fund, before you even begin selling, because some of these things do happen right out of the gate in the early going. And you can't appeal to Amazon saying, well, I'm new and I didn't understand this. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you don't think of, I guess that's not something I thought of, to be honest, with my account having been shut down for a full month. You know, we finally got through that appeals process, but we had to invest money in someone to help us with that. And not only that, we lost a month worth of sales. So the amount of money that we didn't expect to lose and to spend wasn't something we planned for. So I think that is exactly right, that if in your investment fund or just putting away money from your profits for a rainy day fund, I think that is such great advice, because no one wants to think it's going to happen to them. You're following all the rules, right? You're not breaking terms of service. In a lot of cases, Amazon doesn't care, and bots will get you for something you didn't realize you were doing wrong, or you know, you just things like that. I've just heard so many stories now from sellers who have gotten their accounts taken away from them at no fault of their own and having no idea what they even did wrong.
Yeah, I think in some cases, it's less common now, thank God, but I think in some cases, people had the impression that appeals are easy, or you can just find a template online, or you can just, you know, find a friend who had an appeal that worked and they told you this worked for me, maybe it'll work for you. And there's a lot of kind of trading of those types of documents, and it doesn't really work that way anymore. You have to kind of put your time in on it and customize things. And
for sure.
Finally, people understand that it's not quite like, oh, I just need to write an improvement plan. Well, improvement plans involve saying I did something wrong or saying I made a mistake. And then the rest of it's just talking about how I'll avoid that mistake again and how I'll be better in the future. I mean, maybe years and years ago, it was like that, but it's not like that now.
Yeah, definitely.
It reminds me years ago having conversations with, you know, Greg Mercer, of Jungle Scout, founder of Jungle Scout, about, you know, do you guys feel the constant pressure and need to innovate every year or every January? Do people just rush you with, well, next year we hear it's going to be like A, B, and C. So do you feel this kind of Q1 pressure every time around to have all these great tricks and tools and innovations and it's all ready to go and you know exactly how to describe it and exactly how to publicize it? Does it happen at the beginning of every year?
It happens constantly, I would say. Okay. So it's not just the beginning of every year. I think like with the birth of AI, it was constant. Just customers like, what are you doing with AI? What kind of AI tools are we going to get? And we have launched some, but there's the constant need for innovation, and then the constant need to match what Amazon is doing. So we offer advertising tools. Well, Amazon advertising is constantly changing. So having to make sure that we are staying ahead of those changes and that we've got a finger on the pulse of everything Amazon is doing, right, I would say it is a really big deal for us because we want to constantly be serving our customers with the newest tools and what is going to help them win on Amazon today is not the same as it was in 2020. So things have to be constantly shifting.
Yeah, that's good that you brought up AI because it's constantly being discussed on LinkedIn. And I always wonder if certain service providers or software tool creators, you know, feel the pressure to, oh, we have to make sure we max out on the AI stuff, because what if somebody leapfrogs us and comes up with something better?
Yeah.
Do you just create like an AI squad that keeps an eye on everything going on with AI? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, the product team and the engineers, they're really on top of that stuff. We also do something at Jungle Scout called Innovation Day, where the entire company gets together. We form teams and we just come up with just crazy wild ideas of what can we do next at Jungle Scout. And we've actually had some really cool AI ideas come out of that. And what's really cool is, we have those innovation days and we hear ideas and then we see them come to life months or maybe a year later. And the team actually implements them and AI tools being one of them. But I think AI is only growing and it's becoming just... I was actually reviewing applications for a position we're hiring at Jungle Scout yesterday, and someone had on their resume as one of their skills being ChatGPT. And it was the first time I had seen that. And I was like, okay, well, it's good to know they know how to use ChatGPT and, you know how to tweak prompts, and they're effective with AI. And I think that's going to be something that we're seeing on a lot of resumes moving forward, because it's just so important in everyday aspects of every business, not just Amazon, to be able to know how to work with AI.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to see that more and more on, we already see it on LinkedIn, but you're going to be seeing it on CVs and things like that.
Yeah.
Anything you want to mention, the Seller Week that you're doing next year? What are the dates for that?
So that is going to be March 10th through the 14th, and it's going to be really exciting. We had one this year in 2024. Next year's is going to be much bigger. We're going to have some awesome people speaking, including yourself, and covering a lot of topics. So that'll be in March, but registrations to join that will be open in late January. But we have a lot of, you know, just cool stuff coming up. We're constantly doing, you know, webinars at Jungle Scout. We are, you know, what we want to do is educate sellers. So it's not always just about, hey, here's the data. This is the data we offer, but we're wanting to cover a wide range of topics. And so, yeah, webinars are a big thing for us. Really, really helpful. I know you've joined one with us before and we'll absolutely loved that. So yeah, it's, you know, as we talked about, Amazon is constantly changing, and that means your education and learning to sell on Amazon, it never stops. Like, you just have to stay on top of those things. So I think a great way to do that is just absorbing, you know, content from thought leaders and joining webinars and things like that.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Rolando, because I had a great conversation with him on that webinar. I think it was 2 months ago. I still remember that. That's one of the better Amazon, you know, type conversations I've had this year. So
yeah,
I'm always free for those.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you guys do good, you know, content. That's one reason I wanted to make sure you could join us for the podcast today. Mm-hmm. Ava Hart of Jungle Scout. Do you want to leave people with a way to reach you, or?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, under, yeah, Ava Hart, and, please, you know, follow Jungle Scout on LinkedIn. Also subscribe to our newsletter, the Cobalt Pulse. We're constantly, you know, updating with new data and insights and information about our content you can download and webinars that you can join. It's just a plethora of free content for selling on Amazon.
Sweet. Great way to end it. Well, thanks again for joining us. And thanks everyone for listening to Sell It Performance Solutions. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Chris.
Sweet.